welcome you to the Holistic Health Show. I'm Dr. Carl O'Helvey, your host. As a renowned innovator in the world of skin health, Dr. Ben Johnson, MD, is the founder and formulator of Osmos for Medical Skin Care. With the medical profession being a career choice, Dr. Johnson earned his degree from Creighton University School of Medicine. Soon after, he discovered a passion in aesthetic medicine, spending a decade as the founder of a national medi-spa chain, which utilized his first skincare line, Cosmedex. As a firm believer in practicing what he preaches, Dr. Johnson utilized Cosmedex products in his daily regime. However, he soon realized that a new strategy was needed once he noticed his own skin continue to age in appearance. This being his prime focus, Dr. Johnson went back to the drawing board and spent close to 2 years formulating what is now known as Osmosis Pro Medical Skincare. During this journey, he knew that in order to create a revolutionary regime, he needed to challenge the prevailing skincare models to create a new standard. At the time of development, most of the product lines Dr. Johnson examined utilized irritating ingredients that struggled to penetrate the skin. In order to avoid irritation and produce a line that worked for even the most sensitive types, Dr. Johnson infused his products with highly efficacious ingredients and nutrients that promote skin health and repair. His philosophy holds true to an emphasis on dermal remodeling as opposed to the excessive exfoliation many have preached in the past. Holding over 17 pending patents, Dr. Johnson continues to be a thought leader and innovator when it comes to reversing the aging process. His Osmosis Pro Medical Skincare line achieves remarkable results by addressing every aspect of skin damage, collagen, elasticity production, scar tissue buildup, loss of skin nutrition, growth factors, and DNA damage. Furthermore, Osmosis efficacy stems from the acknowledgement that products must work in partnership with the skin. With this partnership in mind, Dr. Johnson continues to embrace change and innovation into the skincare arena. He has strategically brought in new technologies, including zinc finger technology, a DNA repair strategy, and liposomally delivered stem cell growth factors, among others. Dr. Johnson believes that a holistic approach to skincare, which focuses on reversing the aging process, is the only way to change one's appearance for the better. More information is available at www.osmosisskincare.com. I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show, Dr. Johnson, and I look forward to hearing about harmonized water. Now first, why did you create Osmosis Pro Medical Skincare?
Oh, well, my career actually started off while I was in residency. I opened up a chain of medi spas, and we were doing laser procedures and Botox and all the sort of traditional anti-aging stuff. Mm-hmm. And I began to formulate skincare products at that time. And Osmosis is my second skincare company, actually, but it all started, in a basement years ago when I was determined that I could formulate skincare products better than, the options I was being given. Mm-hmm. And then harmonized water came about really from issues I was having. I was trying to treat a variety of different skin conditions, and I kept running into the same problem, which was that the internal health of the individuals was the primary reason their skin was breaking out or, developing rosacea or, all the common skin problems, many of them, like sensitive skin, are actually related to your immune system. So harmonized water happened, in an interesting way, but it happened because I was looking for ways to help address internal imbalances as well as skin imbalances.
Great. Then how does your approach to topics like anti-aging differ from other brands?
Well, I actually have recently drawn a distinction between what most people use the term anti-aging and the term I use today, which is age reversal.
Mm-hmm.
And what I found is that for the last 30 years, the industry has been using traumatizing procedures like acid peels and lasers, and retinoic acid is also traumatizing, and just a variety of ingredients and approaches that wound the skin. And we already know as physicians and scientists that when you wound the skin, it actually doesn't fully recover.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know why that was happening. But the result of that is what we call anti-aging skincare, where you use something, it creates a temporary effect, and then the effect goes away when you stop using it.
Mm-hmm.
What we do now is age-reversing skincare, where we apply ingredients on the skin that so increase the health of the skin and the immune function. It basically puts it in a younger environment,
mm-hmm.
and then the skin itself is able to reverse damage that, you know, you would normally think was not reversible. And so we've really kind of changed the game, and now, so we call it age reversal, just to distinguish ourselves from everybody else who creates temporary results.
Mm-hmm. I like the concept of age reversal because it sounds almost like you're getting toward prevention instead
yeah.
of after
it's
the
prevention
fact.
One step further, really,
mm-hmm.
Because
right.
you're,
mm-hmm.
You know, so many people use antioxidants and they're all excited about the idea of reducing the damage that free radicals cause in the skin and body.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth is that, you know, that's part of the normal process when you are an oxygen-based being like we are. What we need is the ability to repair that damage,
mm-hmm.
and that's the next step above prevention.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's great. Good. Then what product in particular do you think is a must-have product?
You know, it's a tough question to answer in one sense because everybody's got their own unique skin challenges, and I find that there are specific needs that need to be addressed. So if I had to pick one product right now that I'm most excited about, I think it would be our Catalyst, which is our DNA repair serum. And what's unique about this one, you know, I've heard about DNA repair serums around the world, but I've never seen one that actually created visible change in such a rapid fashion. And this product that we have got a patent because we can successfully clear precancerous lesions.
Mm.
You know, their cancer, skin cancer is usually a DNA damage related event.
Mm-hmm.
So anything that can work on the DNA or improve your body's own DNA repair mechanisms is going to make a difference. And so we got a patent on this particular product. And, you know, the quick list of what it does, it makes skin tags fall off. You can make your moles fall off.
You really?
You can reverse acne scarring. You can build collagen and elastin in the skin. And, of course, I mentioned the precancerous lesions,
mm-hmm,
actinic
mm-hmm.
keratosis. So it's just a lot of interesting things you can do when you empower the skin to start fixing itself.
Mm-hmm. Sounds interesting because I get the skin tags, and what I try to do is to take a thread and tie them off, but I can't always reach them, you know, in the positions that they come in. And
well, that's a clever way to get rid of them. So I believe skin tags are a viral infection.
Oh, do you?
And the way Catalyst works is you put it on it every night.
Mm-hmm,
some
mm-hmm.
people need it twice a day for a month, but mm-hmm. usually it's every night. And sometime in that first month, they'll just fall off because I believe we've actually corrected the viral
mm-hmm.
infection of your
mm-hmm.
skin.
Mm-hmm.
But I like your strategy. You know, they're a little bit of a nuisance. They're really not a big skin worry, but a lot of people get them around their neck.
Right, right. It's interesting, too, because it seems to me that they come and go. There's periods when I've had them more, and then they kind of disappear for a while, and then they come back. So
really?
That's what the
You know, that's a testament to your body, right? I mean, your body's constantly fighting new pathogens that come into it and come onto the surface of it, and I think that's really what you're seeing there. Do you wear, like, a chain around your neck?
Yeah, uh-huh, right.
And do you get the skin tags around your neck?
Right, right.
So what I found is that chain carries viruses. I don't know if it's just from the oil buildup on the chain that happens, but it is interesting to me the connection between people who wear necklaces and who develop skin
mm-hmm.
tags.
Mm-hmm. They're an interesting thing because I didn't have them until I got considerably older. I'd never had them when I was young.
And so my reasoning for that, and listen, one of the cool things about what I do, because I came into this industry, no physician is naturally a skincare formulator, right? You have to do your own research. And, you know, I found that the body has, you know, it's always fighting different issues. And what I realize is that, you know, as we get older, our ability to fight viruses weakens. So I look at that as simply a decline in your immune system that now allows a virus that lands on your skin to get in there and create that sort of mini infection that's a skin tag. Whereas before, it would have fought it off a little bit better. So it's kind of fun to see that. Well, I shouldn't say fun. It's not fun for those of us getting older. But it's fun to make sense of all of the skin issues that are out there now. You know, most people are confused. Like, what causes rosacea? Is it an infection of a mite? Is it a dysfunctional component in your vascular system? There's all these theories out there. But I think I figured it out because it ties directly to your digestion. So it's fun for me to look at all the different problems we have in skincare and go, hey, I know why that happens, and we have a fix for it. And there's so many things that we have a fix for that it's, and I think it's because we've kind of changed our view. We now look at everything from what's the source of the problem, how do we fix the source? And that way it's not temporary, you know, it's permanent.
I think the other two things that play into it is not just the individual growing older, but also our environment changing. And another example is I developed food allergies about 2 months ago. I'll be 82 in August. I've never had food allergies before in my life, and I've always been very careful. I've eaten organic. You know, I eat mainly fruit and vegetables, nuts and grains. I don't eat carbohydrates. I haven't eaten meat for years, and yet I developed wheat, oats, barley, rye. So I think that I've aged, my body has changed, but also our food supply, as you know, has changed drastically, and I blame the genetically modified foods for a lot of this.
How fascinating that you said that, because I am with you. I think there are many around the country who are waking up to the reality that we are really being poisoned by environmental pollutants and food modifications that, you know, other countries don't allow.
Right.
So if I were to take a stab at why you developed it, I mean, yes, your immune system's gotten weaker, and allergies are actually not a hyperactive immune system. They're a reflection of a weakened immune system, because it's basically the body saying, I can't tolerate this right now. I'm a little stressed. So my take would be exactly what you said. It's the genetically modified wheat that is creating this gluten sensitivity that is only in America, by the way. You will not see this in Australia.
No.
You won't see this in Europe. You can go to Europe and eat all the croissants you want. It's so frustrating to me that, we're, you know, now you see on the news, they say, oh, yeah, $6 or $9 billion worth of gluten-free products. Now we have to pay more money to try to avoid this ridiculous stuff. So my guess is your digestive system has been, you know, weakened over the time, especially over the last decade when things have really accelerated. You know, I keep bringing up rosacea, but it didn't exist 15 years ago. It hardly existed, I should say. And now it's an epidemic that is, you might find in, you know, 20% of the population, because our digestion is being pickled by these pesticides and hormones. So I feel for you. I think if you worked on your digestive health, you know, if you did probiotics,
I do.
We've got a couple things at Osmosis for you related to digestion. And, you know, and you really try to strengthen your immune system. My guess is you could start eating those foods again. Because let's face it, foods are one of the great gifts of life, right?
Right.
If you can eat enjoyable food, it's one of the great pleasures. And to not be able to do that is, to me, just such a shame. And I really, one of my missions is to, you know, get people healthy enough to where they can eat like normal people again.
Well, Dr. Johnson, one of the things you said clicked in my mind, too, because I have friends in Germany, and every year they send me a big box of German cookies. And so I put them in the freezer, and after I developed the gluten sensitivity, I was hungry for something, you know, sort of sweet. And, you know, the Germans, their things aren't near as sweet as here. And maybe once every couple months I'll want a cookie or something sweet. And so I pulled out a German cookie and I ate it, and I thought, I bet that had wheat in it. And I looked, and sure enough, it did. I had no reaction to it. But if I had done that with something from the United States, I'd have had a reaction.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that interesting?
So that reinforces what you said.
The fact that America doesn't stand up, and, you know, I consider myself a fairly middle-of-the-road politics guy, but it disgusts me the level of, the level of corruption within our government. And one example of that is Monsanto is one of the leaders as the cause of this problem. And Obama just signed a get-out-of-jail-free card. They cannot be sued for their genetically modified grain.
Oh, he did sign
that. Yes, he signed it. And so it's just wrong. You know, there should be a class action that shuts this down, stops the GMO changes, and you know, that's how the system works. And as far as I know, that can't happen. I could be giving out wrong information, but I heard that from a source. And anyway, so yeah, we need to change this world, and, you know, we're trying to do it, you know, by making people aware. And just to come back to osmosis, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to say, hey, did you know that chemical sunscreens are actually inflammatory to your skin, even if you don't go in the sun? And there was just a study that just came out the other day that showed they do not protect you from skin cancer. Chemical sunscreens do not protect you from skin cancer.
Doesn't surprise me.
So it's really, you know, it's just part of what I'm out there to say. I'm like, hey, you could buy that retinol or that AHA product, but it's not going to make you younger. If you saw that claim about the collagen and you thought, oh, that's going to make me younger, I got some bad news for you, you know. So I'm all about full disclosure in skincare and in our world today. And
I'm watching and to see what happens in Vermont, because Monsanto has now said that they will sue the state of Vermont. And remember, when Massachusetts tried to pass the labeling law, they threatened and Massachusetts backed down. But Vermont, I don't think, is going to back down. So I'm watching to see what happens there.
I would love to see that. You know, they figure out a way, it seems, no matter what, right? If they can't win locally, somehow Congress will pass something, right?
Right.
You know, it's amazing to me, you know, how the very wealthy companies do what they do. So, yeah, I'm anxious to see that fight.
Right. I think, too, that we have gotten so far away from where we were when I was growing up. There's something now called earthing, where they advocate that you go out and have your feet on the ground or in the sand or in the soil, and it helps with the electrical system in the body. When I was a child, we always went barefooted in the summertime. We were outside. I remember my mother gave us kerosene on a sugar cube to kill any of the worms that we picked up in our feet from going barefooted. But who goes barefooted now? Unless you're at the beach.
I know. No, I think it actually is extremely healthy. I've got the book. It's funny that you even brought it up, because I am laying on my grounding blanket at the
moment. Oh, are you? Oh.
Isn't that funny? So,
is that Dr. McCullough's?
Yes.
Is it?
Well, yeah. I think it is McCullough. I mean, it came with the earthing book. That's why I thought you would be familiar with it.
Yeah.
And anyway, I absolutely believe in it. You know, the earth is its own living creature, and we were designed to be upon it, and it is. I've been practicing that. I've been doing more grounding, and I notice a difference. So I encourage your listeners to do the same.
Yeah, great, good. Because I got the mat also a few days ago, and I noticed that, well, I'd been going outside and sitting in the yard, and I started feeling better when I was doing that, but I noticed that it's good having the mat, because there's days when it rains and you can't get outside, and I can just sit it in front of me when I sit at the computer and, you know, get the benefits of the earthing. So
Absolutely. I'm excited to see. There should be a lot more research done on that. You know, there's a lot of things, you know, a lot of alternative health strategies that people are so quick to rally behind, you know, what Big Pharma is telling them and what the FDA is telling them. And the truth is, somewhere in between. And the truth is that alternative things that really work are the ones that you probably won't hear about because they get shut down.
Mm-hmm.
And so I love that earthing has made a push, and it's exciting to see if people wake up to it and mm-hmm. start considering alternative measures.
Well, I think sometimes, too, that the practice is way ahead of the research, because when I had lung cancer 40 years ago in July, next month, my doctor gave me high-dose vitamin A, and by high-dose, I mean I started at 300,000 international units a day, then I went to 100,000, and then I went to 50,000 for a year, and as 5,000 is the recommended dose. And I said to the doctor, well, I'm concerned because it's fat-soluble, and he said, but I'm going to give you high-dose vitamin E to counteract severity of the A. And I said, but it's another fat-soluble. So about 3 months ago, I saw research, and he told me the reason I was taking the vitamin A was that it prevented normal cells from converting to cancer cells, right? Now, this is in practice, but there hadn't been research. About 3 months ago, I was so excited to see the research that where they took pancreatic cancer cells, they took precancer cells, and they took normal cells. It had no effect on the cancer cells, no effect on the normal, but the high-dose vitamin A converted the precancer cells back to normal cells. Isn't that exciting? 40 years later?
Incredible. Incredible story. And, you just see where medicine has gone off the rails a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing out there is designed to cure. Everything's designed to treat a symptom but cause another problem
mm-hmm.
at the same
mm-hmm.
time.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not know that about vitamin A. And
mm-hmm.
boy, it really speaks to... But you also had a lobectomy. Didn't you have it removed?
No, I had no chemo, no surgery, no radiation. They gave me 6 months, so I thought, well, if I'm only going to live 6 months, I'm going to be comfortable. And so I use Laetril, I use pancreatic enzymes, I use the vitamin E. I used some herbs, and I used a vegan-type diet. I did prayer, meditation, visualization, affirmations. I used a holistic approach, and it worked for me.
40 years ago, you were quite an insightful man. So, 40 years later, you must be all-knowing. That's impressive that you were able to beat that back in that strategy. And everything you mentioned that you did is important. Mm-hmm. I'm a particular fan of prayer, and so I just think that is fantastic.
Well, I know we're off subject, but we'll get back. We'll get back to skincare, but the other thing I need to tell you is the reason that I went to the doctor in the first place was because I had a dream that told me to go for a chest x-ray. And I believe that that is one way that God speaks with us through our dreams.
Absolutely.
If we listen. And so I pay attention. And that's how I was initially diagnosed. I went to the doctor and I had the x-rays and then I had the biopsy. And it came back negative. Had I not had the dream, it would have, I'm sure, advanced to a later stage and been much more difficult to deal with. But
that's amazing. I absolutely believe in that, and that's just an amazing story. Wow.
But prayer.
No wonder you're inspired to share mm-hmm. new health ideas
mm-hmm.
to the world. Huh?
Mm-hmm. Prayer is such an important aspect, I think. Faith. I include prayer, but the faith
yeah.
and optimism and helping others and forgiving and all the spiritual attributes, those are all so important on maintaining a healthy body through life, I think. And so
true. And I know there's many that believe that. I'm sure many of your listeners believe
mm-hmm,
that.
Mm-hmm.
It's proven in research, too, by the way. Prayer has been tested as a method for increasing wound healing, for treating disease,
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
it has proven to be effective. And so... Such a great point to make.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Then you have also created what the media is calling the world's first drinkable sunscreen. And can you tell us
yes.
more about this?
Yes. So, this is where things get a little funky. You know, I'm certainly proud of what I did with my skincare line, but when we began to create the harmonized water concept, my initial intentions were simply to create formulas that didn't have side effects, that helped balance things in the body and allow us to help people with eczema and psoriasis and a variety of conditions like acne and digestive problems. So we were working on that front. And then a few years ago, you know, not really being satisfied with the alternatives that my children had when they went swimming in the summertime, mm-hmm. you know, this whole chemical sunscreen I just mentioned, they just proved that it does not protect against skin cancer. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so I began to look into the idea of being able to cancel UVA and UVB electromagnetically. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, through the power of intention, I mean, I do give credit mm-hmm. To God for actually what I've been able to bring to this planet. And it's incredible. So you drink it's water that contains all these little cancellation waves to the sun within it, and hundreds of thousands. And when you drink it, it spreads throughout your system. It gets to the water in your skin, and it vibrates in your skin, this cancellation wave. It's actually several frequencies that cancel the sun. Well, it's not the sun. It's UVA and UVB. And lo and behold, it worked. And I kept tweaking it. You know, at first it was not as strong as like an SPF 15-like performance. So I tweaked it. And then I discovered the hard way it didn't work in salt water. So I tweaked it again. And we finally got to a place where it really provides 3 hours of SPF 30s. Like protection. It is not SPF 30 mm-hmm. by definition, because it doesn't do the testing, you know, and it's an internal. Mm-hmm. You don't put anything on your skin, and it works in most people. We tell them how to test it. You know, you test it by putting sunscreen or whatever protection you normally use on your whole body, but leave an area exposed, and then go out in the sun and see if the exposed area after you drink the harmonized water UV neutralizer, see if in fact that area does not burn, and go from there. So yeah, it's incredible. It is. We're doing a clinical trial tomorrow, mm-hmm. and we're going to have 35 patients outdoors. Actually, it looks like 40 patients outdoors for 1 hour laying on their back in San Diego at noon mm-hmm. to, you know, let the world know through clinical trial that this is something you can trust. But we've been selling it for 2 years, and, you know, we get rave reviews. You know, like every sunscreen, there's the occasional people that get burned for either using it wrong or, you know, trying to exercise. Like if you're on a bicycle and you're 3 hour bike ride, for example, it's only going to work the first half hour because the exercise itself will cause it to diminish in your body, mm-hmm. unfortunately. And mm-hmm. sweating also causes it to come out. So it's not perfect, but you can mm-hmm. absolutely swim in it. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no topical application, so you don't miss a spot. It protects your eyes and your scalp. It's just a really cool thing that it's the only thing my family uses. And, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and I just think it's, you know, we just went viral with it. So people can Google drinkable sunscreen and, you know, a forewarning to your listeners, most scientists and dermatologists that I've seen comment on it, you know, rightfully so, have never heard of anything like it, can't imagine that anything like this is possible. So they're like, no way, is this bull, it doesn't work. And you know, they're just people who haven't tried it. So mm-hmm. I ask people to keep an open mind, and I think they'll actually like it better than sunscreen. I actually believe it's safer than chemical sunscreen. It's not right. safer than zinc or titanium, but those are kind of burdensome to use. So, you know, this is just another good thing to add to the list of ways to keep yourself protected, because the sun is, you know, it's pretty damaging these days, and mm-hmm. We have to be careful.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. There's so many alternative things that are so much better for people than the chemicals. You know, even right. I interviewed a Dr. Close, who is an environmental engineer, and he told me that the best thing for mold is an essential oil called Thieves. Have you ever heard that?
And does it make them fall off?
It destroys the mold. He said that he did research on it, and it was so much more effective. No, not molds on the body. Mold, M-O-L-D, in the house.
Oh, you leave it in the house like on an incense
yeah.
thing or something?
Yeah, I think he sprayed it, and he said it was much, much, much more effective than bleach. He said bleach you should not use. But most people, you know, when we had Hurricane Isabel, the first thing they told us for the mold was to use bleach, you know, a solution
to bleach. I know, yes. Well, I love that news. So how do you spell that essential oil? I can't quite understand.
It's Thieves, T-H-I-E-V-E-S.
Okay.
And I think...
Oh, I don't know that essential oil. So that's a natural cleaner, he's saying.
Uh-huh.
Put it in your disinfectant or something.
Yep, right.
I love that.
And it was by Young, I believe. Young Living, maybe?
Yeah.
Thieves. And, you know, I also, my naturopathic doctor told me to use a essential oil to keep ticks off. When I sit out in the yard with my feet in the grass doing the earthing, because I have ticks in the neighborhood, and he thought that the essential oil would keep them off. One of them he mentioned was eucalyptus, but I found one that was better. So, again, it's a natural product that...
Interesting. Well, I will tell you a couple of things, because I have a couple of products that you might be interested in. I have a mosquito repellent that is drinkable.
Really?
Same concept. You have frequencies in the water that mosquitoes find unusual, and they tend not to land on you. Now, I have to admit, you know, when we did this, it works on most humans, where the people with really fair skin and very low body fat, it doesn't work as well on. And I don't know the exact reason for that, if they have a stronger vibration that overcomes my water, but that's one group. And then... But I also put in there one for the no-see-ums, they call them down south. So I haven't heard yet if that frequency is working, but the mosquito one I've heard great reviews on. But if you're in a tent, and let's say the mosquitoes are in the tent, first of all, it only lasts for 3 hours, so you have to keep taking it. So if you're going to sleep, they'll bite you at night. But also, it makes them not want to land on you and go elsewhere, but if you're trapped in a small container with them, they eventually go, you know what, I'm hungry, I'm going to, who cares if that's a weird frequency coming up. So it's pretty, you know, it's pretty darn good, and I think in Florida it'd be great. The other thing you'd mentioned was ticks, and we have an internal product to help treat Lyme disease. I was just thinking that.
Oh, you
but
do?
But actually, my comment was going to be, one of the saddest things about Florida to me, and the South too, is you want to be outside, but the bugs have gotten out of control. And, you know, it's so sad. You're like, most people in Florida have the screens on their porch, you know? And you're in such beautiful weather, and you'd really think you wouldn't have to do that. So I wish they'd come up with a way that wasn't toxic to kind of get those bugs under control.
Well, I'd been using something that's a combination of eucalyptus and lime, I believe, that tends to keep the mosquitoes off, but it doesn't keep the no-see-ums off, none of those. But one thing that I found was as helpful was calling on my angels if the bugs got to be too bad. And I know that's
A
little unscientific, but it seems to work for me. And I don't know.
I love that. I've never tried that. So... You know, everything we can use, and the more aware you are of your angels, your spirit guides, you know, the better off you are in most cases, right?
Right.
Because all we have to do is ask for help and have faith that it will come, you know.
Right.
That's the trick, but that's a strategy. You're going to put me out of business with that kind of talk.
Oh, well, I think that, you know, my philosophy is that you use every resource that's there, because God gave everyone different talents and different resources, and these were all for our benefit, and as long as they're natural, they're great. And I had a great experience with the angels during Hurricane Irene, because my house flooded during Isabel, but when Irene came, the water was up 2 bricks up my house, and 2 more bricks it would have been in. And I had just read an article about how we all have angels, and if we call on them, they'll help us. So I thought, well, I'm going to test this out, and I opened my back door, and I live in a 3-story house, and I live on the 2nd and 3rd floor, but I went downstairs and I opened the door, and I'm motioning and I'm saying, come on, my angels, pull this water back. I know you can do it. And I just kept talking, and the water never came any further. So the next day, the water was about 3 feet from the house. So I again called on the angels, opened the door, motioned, and the water never came any closer. But my neighbors, their houses were further back, and they didn't talk to their angels, and their houses flooded. So
come on, that is another great story.
Isn't that
great?
I think
you've got a book in the making here.
So I very much believe in using the resources that we have. And
that is so true. And, you know, and I certainly was calling on the angels in my efforts to figure out how to make harmonized water.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's really, however, we ended up talking to each other. But, you know, everything happens for a reason.
Right.
And,
right.
And my intentions were altruistic enough to, you know, be given the gift of inventing some pretty cool things. And
mm-hmm.
and that's really what I think is keeping me going. And
mm-hmm.
so, yeah, I love that story.
Now, can you tell us about the Lyme's? You started to mention the Lyme's disease, because that's a big problem in my area also.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Well, taking antibiotics for an extended period of time is actually leading to a lot of people to a leaky gut and many long-term digestive issues. So I was looking for an alternative to treat Lyme disease.
Mm-hmm.
And let me stop first saying I'm claiming I treat Lyme disease. I have a supplement
mm-hmm,
that
mm-hmm.
has antibacterial properties, and when people with Lyme disease go in to have their bacterial levels quantified and analyzed, they notice a significant drop in the spirochete that causes Lyme disease. And so, you know, this is something that the active ingredient is called trioxalane. It is unbelievable. It's an extract of sweet wormwood.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And I would highly recommend it for anybody.
Mm-hmm.
It is better than an antibiotic. For, you know, most physicians don't even allow the diagnosis of Lyme disease
mm-hmm.
and then go on from there, that the idea that chronic Lyme could exist is still, a lot of insurance companies don't want to acknowledge that.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm here to tell people is, you know, if you want an incredible person, I have a Lyme clinical trial going on right now, and it's sort of a clinical trial in the sense that
mm-hmm.
We continue to treat Lyme disease in this clinic, and this product called Restore is one of the most effective tools that she uses.
Mm-hmm.
So Susan Rohr is her name, R-O-H-R. You know, people mm-hmm. want to try to Google her,
mm-hmm.
and she's in Wisconsin, and she is worked with the chronic Lyme patients and is incredible, just an incredible heart. So I would recommend her as a resource to
mm-hmm.
get started on Restore if people are interested. But yeah, Lyme is out of control.
Right.
And there's other diseases coming through now, different pathways that it's, again, people should be scared to go outside. I don't want them to see, but it's amazing. The outside bugs are getting more and more dangerous.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, I'm so glad that someone is doing research and bringing out some of the more natural things to use because, you know, I don't like chemicals, but I am exposed being outside to the ticks and all that, and so who knows.
Right, right. Well, and if you have to put tick and bug spray on your body, DEET is its own form of chemotherapy, really. I mean,
right,
it's horrible,
right? Yep, right.
So.
Right.
That's why I'm excited about some of my options. I'm going to try to confirm and you know, maybe
mm-hmm.
you'll get the opportunity to test whether
mm-hmm.
or not my water can work
mm-hmm.
on the ticks in the grass as well.
Mm-hmm.
But
right.
It is good for mosquitoes, and
mm-hmm.
you can start there. But anyway, yeah, it's something that we've got to figure out ways to protect ourselves without making ourselves more sick, right?
Right, right. Now, Dr. Johnson, would you tell us then about any other services and products and how listeners can locate your things and websites and all of that?
Sure, sure. The osmosisskincare.com is going to have information on the waters and the skincare. I also have harmonizedwater.com for information on the waters. That supplement for Lyme and other problems is in the Osmosis Skincare website, and we've got lots of information there. And so I think people find that very useful. And then, you know, we have a fair number of people, professionals that sell our stuff online. And those are all reputable sources from what I can tell out there. So it shouldn't be too hard to access it. And I really appreciate you spending some time with me today.
Well, this has been great because it's, you know, I love talking with other people that have a more holistic approach and, you know, look at the spiritual as well as the physical and all of that.
Absolutely.
And especially a physician, because physicians so often just focus on the little narrow, you know, the physical aspects.
Yeah.
But I recently...
Yeah, unfortunately, I've had trouble with a lot of docs who,
mm-hmm.
yeah, for example, in the water, they're like, that's just not possible. I'm not even going to listen to you about it. I don't want to know that you get 90% success rate. You know, I don't want to hear any of that. And so it's like, okay, I'm going to get these clinical trials done. And but you're right. Too many physicians are not open enough, and we understand each other.
Right, but I think that it's beginning to change a bit. I interviewed a Dr. Take, and she's a cardiologist, and she grew up in Burma, and her mother was a doctor, so she learned all about Eastern medicine, and then she went to Harvard and got her cardiology and all. And she even teaches Tai Chi in her cardiology center. You know, she says
awesome.
She puts patients on medications if it's indicated for a heart condition, but her goal is to get them off any medications and to get them on natural things and to get them relaxed with meditation and Tai Chi and at visualization and all of those things. And I mean, she was really great. And then I interviewed another, Dr. Khan, who also was very holistic and very much into nutrition as it affects cardiology. And so I'm finding more doctors, at least they're finding me, or I'm finding them, that are using a much more holistic approach, and it's wonderful.
It is wonderful. You know, most physicians are obviously very bright.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
what happens is they get caught up in the logic of life, and that's a powerful weapon for them because they understand logic so well.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
what that does, it tends to blur reality, which is, you know, this cloud of energy behind the logic and what they're staring at. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, we
mm-hmm.
see the research, and the research says, hey, that looks that way until you focus on it. And as soon as the researcher focuses on it, it changes, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we can't trust everything that we're seeing out there. This is a time to start to imagine the possibilities of what may really be going on. And I actually think this is an important year for that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm excited that there's an awakening going on out there, and people
right,
are opening
right.
up to alternative things. And it's good news is that is more contagious than the Ebola virus.
Mm-hmm. Right. So this has been great, and I appreciate it very much. I enjoyed
thank you.
Talking with you.
Well, and thank you very much, and let me know if there's another time you'd like to chat.
Great.
I really enjoyed it.
Good.
Okay.
When you come up with new research, new ideas, let me know, and we'll do it again. Great. Thank
Sounds
you.
Like a plan.
Uh-huh.
Thanks.
Good. Thank you. In the time remaining today, I would like to tell you about my experience with lung cancer 40 years ago this month, when given 6 months to live by traditional medicine, and as a result, I chose to use all natural interventions. My objective for this is to make you aware that there are natural interventions that are less invasive, less toxic, that you can use when faced with a cancer diagnosis. My cancer journey started when I had a dream that told me to go for a chest X-ray. I believe in my dreams, and I pay attention to them because I believe that God speaks with us through our dreams if we listen. I approached my doctor and asked for an X-ray because at that time it was required that all referrals be through your primary doctor. After convincing him that it was important to me to have an X-ray, he referred me. The X-ray came back with a spot that had not been there previously, and the doctor asked me to go for a biopsy. The biopsy came back positive, and the doctor told me I had lung cancer, and without chemo and surgery, I would be dead in 6 months. I told the doctor that I would go home, I would pray about it, and make a rational decision, and then I would return and let him know what I had decided. The process of making a decision involved watching my dreams with my friend Ursula, who had agreed to help me, praying for guidance, and also Ursula suggested a psychic reading, which I had, and when we compared everything, it was very clear that I should use a natural approach to treatment. My friend Ursula knew of a physician in Northern Virginia who had been very successful working at the National Cancer Institute using Laetril. Because he was so successful, he was closed down, and this brave physician continued treating people in his own office, but I had to sign forms that I would not report him. Unfortunately, within 5 years after my treatment, this brave physician was brought before the Virginia Medical Association, and his license was taken. I do not know what has happened to him since. I visited the alternative physician in Northern Virginia who examined me and prescribed a physical regime for treatment. This included Laetril 2,000 milligram daily. I also took pancreatic enzymes, Wobimogus, which are very important because they soften the shells of the cancer cells and make them easier for the Laetril to work. I also took zinc, which facilitates the carrying of the Laetril to the cancer cells. I took high-dose vitamin A, starting with 300,000 international units, then 200,000 international units, and then 50,000 international units for 1 year, and the recommended daily dose is 5,000 international units. This is a fat-soluble vitamin, so I was concerned because this would be stored in my body if not used. The doctor told me it was very important and that he would give me high-dose vitamin E, another fat-soluble vitamin, that would help with the toxicity of the vitamin A. My doctor told me that the high-dose vitamin A would keep the normal cells from converting to cancer cells. Within the last 3 months, I have seen research that confirmed that this was true. In addition, I took other vitamin Bs, I took high-dose vitamin C, I took a variety of herbs, including bromelain, comfrey pepsin, and others. The doctor also prescribed a vegan-type diet in which I could eat fruit, vegetables, grains, and nuts, but no protein, no simple carbohydrate. I did take a capsule called AG Pro that would ensure that I did not have a protein deficiency. The theory of the Laetril is that our body is deficient vitamin B17 and that the Laetril or vitamin B17 will overcome the cancer by meeting this nutritional deficiency. Being a nurse and interested in holistic health, I added a variety of mental and spiritual interventions. I included prayer, meditation, visualization, affirmations. I tried to serve others. I tried to be more patient, more forgiving, more loving, etc. Research has also shown that these are very important, that being optimistic, having faith, believing in something beyond ourselves, helping others, etc., all have a positive effect on overcoming illness and on longevity. Thus, a holistic approach to treating and curing lung cancer consists of the following six categories. First was the physical aspect that included diet, exercise, vitamins, Laetril, apricot kernels, smoking cessation, detoxing, and maintaining alkalinity. Second, the mental aspects, which are meditation, visualization, relaxation, affirmations, remaining positive, replacing negative thoughts with positive thoughts. Spiritual aspects included faith in a higher being, strengthening patience, faith, and forgiveness, being of service to others, emotional support from family, friends, being on a church prayer list, psychic healing prayers, and my own prayers. The environmental aspects, including a smoke-free environment, no pesticides, no mold, radon, asbestos, or other chemicals in the environment, air the house out when possible, and have the house checked for radon and asbestos that are causal factors of lung cancer. Relationship aspects included maintaining friendship with students, colleagues, friends, and family, and receiving support from them. And political aspects that affect all health and illness included being active in publishing and lecturing about complementary alternative approaches to cancer, being active in professional organizations to help bring about change in healthcare, including complementary healthcare, and the available of care for all people. I went to my doctor every 6 months for x-rays to determine the progress of the cancer. I did not tell my doctor I was doing anything, and so he thought we were in a wait-and-see mode. After 2 years, the spot was gone, and the doctor said he guessed he had made the wrong diagnosis. My friend, who was professor of pediatrics at Duke when I taught there, and at this point is the medical director for Blue Cross Blue Shield for North Carolina, asked to see all of the x-rays, the lab reports, etc. I took them to North Carolina, and he confirmed that it had definitely been lung cancer. Since overcoming cancer 38 years ago, I have followed a lifestyle that was very similar to that that I used when I had lung cancer. I have added some chicken and some fish to my daily diet, but otherwise it remains basically the same. I continue with my prayer, my affirmations, my visualization, my daily exercise, etc. This has been a healthy lifestyle, and so I reached 81 with no known chronic illnesses and no prescribed medications, whereas the average for a 75-year-old is 3 chronic illnesses and 5 prescribed medications, and only 11% of those over 65 are free of chronic illnesses. I try to avoid chemicals in my life, and so when the doctor makes a diagnosis of a minor health problem, such as diverticulitis, I find something that I can use that is natural. For example, I used aloe vera, which cleared up the diverticulitis and made it possible for me to eat berries and nuts, which my doctor told me I would never do again. I believe in using all resources that are available, and this may mean calling on my angels to help me. It may mean consulting a medical intuitive, or it may mean consulting a natural alternative physician or some other type of healer. I hope this information will be useful to you, so that if you are faced with a cancer diagnosis, you will know that there are alternatives to chemo, surgery, and radiation, which your doctor may not discuss with you. But it is always your choice what you use as your treatment. I am Dr. Carl O'Helvey, your host, wishing you a great week.